the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
We must take care of each other and protect those who matter most. This means that Podcast Movement will not take place in 2020. We share this news with a heavy heart, but we know it's the right decision for everyone.
As we start with an exclusive today, due to the ongoing global pandemic, Podcast Movement 2020 in Dallas, Texas has been cancelled. To take its place, Podcast Movement will today announce what they expect to be the world's largest ever virtual podcasting event, Podcast Movement Virtual, over 2 weeks from October the 19th. All registered Podcast Movement 2020 attendees should take a look at your email for your options, and Podcast Movement 2021 has been confirmed for August in Nashville in Tennessee. Podcasts are coming to Amazon Music and Audible. It's official. Libsyn has quietly rolled out a distribution option for this service. Amazon is not announcing a launch schedule at this time, the announcement says. The content license agreement that you have to sign does say that Amazon will not embed any advertising in or rehost your content. Spotify now does video podcasts. The technology only plays the video when the screen's on, switching to audio only and using less bandwidth when video isn't required, according to the release. Its functionality, which of course will be required for Joe Rogan when he comes to the platform in September. The open podcast ecosystem also does video podcasts, supported by Apple Podcasts and Pocket Casts, among others. Spotify's implementation, however, appears to be a bit different, and we've asked how it works. Next time you doubt the power of podcasting to make change, we've got a wonderfully heartwarming story from The Upside that you'll find in our show notes and our newsletter today. It's a podcast that has created a movement of generosity and kindness. Audio Boom has announced its first half of 2020 financial results. Revenue is up 20% year on year in spite of the pandemic. The company posted slightly less of a loss at $1.2 million. Some new shows are being delayed, though. Storyboard has launched what it calls the first ever listening commenting system for private podcasts and internal audio. And our podcast hosts page is now updated. Megaphone gained IAB certification in May, and we've added Podspace, a Swedish podcast host. A thank you to Feed Ignite for becoming our latest supporter. Feed Ignite offers production and social media support for podcasts. They're based in the UK but work everywhere, and we're grateful to them for their support. And in podcast news, American Skyjacker, the final flight of Martin McNally launches today. It looks at the story of a man who wanted to hijack a plane and get himself $500,000, haven't we all? It's part of a partnership between Imperative Entertainment's podcast division and Cumulus Media's Westwood One. The press release for the Plastic Surgeon podcast says, "The best plastic surgery podcast of 2020 is the Plastic Surgeon podcast by Dr. Javad Sajjan." And who are we to argue? And Richard's famous food podcast gets a glowing review in the Sydney Morning Herald. Each episode can take Parks up to 6 weeks to edit, apparently. Blimey. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.